Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. When I run up to Montreal, even for a day, most people think that I'm going to head for the first poutine joint I can find, and that's only half true. First, I look for a Lebanese restaurant. I love tucking into some shawarma or shish touk. But wait, according to Melissa Passanen, once a year, I can get my fill of Lebanese food in Barrie. Melissa writes for the Savorvore section of the Burlington Free Press, and she's here to tell us about it. Melissa, welcome back to the program.
Great to be here. And can I come with you to Montreal to go to a Lebanese restaurant next time, please?
Oh, yes, you can.
Okay, thank you.
Now, I'm not sure I knew there was a Lebanese community in Vermont. Give us a little background.
Well, there are, I don't know why I know this, but I make it my habit to know that people come from lots of places. So there are lots of Lebanese communities in different parts of Vermont. This particular one in Barrie dates back to the early 1900s. And I actually did some research, and Vermont History had an article that specified that Lebanon was not a country when these folks came over. It was not separate. It was part of Greater Syria. But the folks who called themselves Lebanese came from an area called Mount Lebanon, which had developed its own social and cultural identity by the 19th century. So that was really interesting to me because I knew that there were some Syrians who came to work at the mills and other Lebanese folks who owned restaurants. So this, the community in Barrie was new to me.
When and where is this annual Lebanese dinner?
So it usually happens in early November, and it now takes place at the Elks Lodge. And in fact, we do have, if anyone listening is interested, we'll have an email address on the VPR website that people can email to be added for the next dinner.
Now, how did it get started? How big a deal is it now?
Apparently, the dinner's tradition started about 30 years ago. No one knows exactly when, as often happens with this thing. But it was affiliated with St. Monica's Church, which had a very mixed ethnic base, French-Canadian, Irish, Lebanese, Italian. And apparently, a priest way back then said, you know, it would be great to have each culture share their food as a fundraiser. So the folks that still organize the Lebanese one think that they are the only people who've kept doing it based on that initial prompt by the priest. And as I said, it's expanded. It's now at the Elks Lodge. Almost 200 people come each year. And there's a committee that runs it. But interestingly enough, the folks who started it about 30 years ago were two sisters, Gloria Zeiter Sawyer and Marie Zeiter Keaton. And Paul Shadroy, he's obviously not a sister, another, so there are two, represent two Lebanese families in Barrie. And now two of Paul Shadroy's daughters, Mariana Shadroy Boven and Maggie Shadroy, are instrumental. In addition to one of those married Gloria Zeiter Sawyer's son, Steve. So both sides of the families who started it are now represented still, which is kind of cool.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Singeri. With me today is Melissa Passanen of the Burlington Free Press. We're talking about an annual Lebanese dinner held in Barrie. Now, Melissa, please tantalize us with some of the dishes that were served at this feast.
Okay, they put a lot of work into this, the crew does, as I'm sure you can imagine. And kind of the star dish, and whenever I asked any of the folks there what was their favorite dish, it was something called kibbeh. So for those folks who don't know what that is, it's a Middle Eastern version of basically steak tartare. Very finely ground lean beef, or probably more traditionally back in the old country would have been lamb, mixed with cracked wheat, the same sort of wheat that's used in the tabbouleh salad that many people may be familiar with, and seasoned with herbs and spices, which of course depends on where you come from. Even the two villages represented by the two sides of the families who created this dinner originally have different seasoning, and I find it absolutely delicious. And then people eat it sometimes with a chunk of sweet raw onion, sometimes with a little drizzle of good olive oil. Again, that also, people eat it very differently, and it's how they were raised. And that I think was the star. They also had beautiful, huge, fragrant pots of a cinnamon-scented stew called lubia bilaham, which again might traditionally have been made with lamb, but here they make it with beef, green beans, tomato, and usually some cinnamon spicing. Again, that might be up to the individual grandmother, as someone said to me in the kitchen. We all do it the way our grandmothers did it, and that was the right way.
Boy, I wish this dinner was coming around next week.
Yeah, I did. there's a recipe. I adapted a recipe for the beef stew that ran with the article in the Free Press, and so people will be able to get that from your website link.
Excellent. You got to speak to some of those who attended the dinner this year. Tell us about some of the folks you met.
Well, so my most favorite, and I don't think I'll insult anyone by saying he was my most favorite, was this dapper, lovely gentleman, Richard Chadroy. So he, the original founder I mentioned, Paul, this is his youngest brother. So there were 9 kids in that family. And so Richard at 90, and he was up there dancing. He was serving. He was wonderful. He's a professional musician who's retired. And he had just shared some lovely memories of, you know, he said back in, you know, when he was a child on Prospect Street in Barrie, we were all Lebanese and our life centered around food. That was what it was all about. And he recalled his father's sisters in their black, they all wore traditional black gowns, the older women, tossing the big bread dough over their arms, flour up to their elbows. And, you know, he said even when he was a child, that was becoming less common. It was a lot of work to make those big traditional pita breads that are flatter, much flatter and bigger than the ones we're used to. So it was really great to hear those stories. And then there were folks there who didn't have Lebanese heritage. And I love the way food travels with the people, like the way it travels to Vermont with people, and they want to keep it up. So I met a woman there, Jennifer Martineau, who's from Haiti. So she surprised me by saying that she was very familiar with this type of food because Haiti has a large Syrian population, and that there they also make kibbeh, but there they season it with fresh mint and with lime juice instead of lemon juice, which is so interesting. So I thought, how wild is that? Here I am doing a story on a food tradition that came from Lebanon to Vermont, and here's someone who moved fairly recently from Haiti to Vermont, and she is carrying that same food tradition via a Syrian population in Haiti.
What a great story.
I love that.
And there was entertainment, too. You touched a little bit on it.
So there is dancing. It was lovely. The whole group, including the dapper Richard Chadroy and little kids, were up doing a dance that looked familiar to me. And in fact, he said to me, it's like the hora. Everyone was just enjoying it. There was a special band playing the traditional music.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
It was.
Melissa Passanen writes for the Save a Voice section of the Burlington Free Press. Melissa, thanks for joining us this morning at the VPR Cafe.
It was great, Rick.